Okay, this week's parsha, parsha Shmini. The Rechaim HaKodesh says something that if it wouldn't be the Rechaim HaKodesh saying it, you wouldn't believe it. You would think it's Kfira. He says, Vayhi B'yoyim HaShmini. Explains Vayhi is a Loshant of Tzar. Even though Chazal says Vayhi B'himei is a Loshant Tzar, the Rechaim HaKodesh often speaks as Vayhi being Loshon of Tzar. He says, what was the Tzar, Vayhi B'yoyim HaShmini? So one pshat, is a different pshatim. One pshat he says is, Ki ha-tzar shi-yagid ha-kosav. The Tzar over here is, was Moshe. Because Moshe was told the Mitzrayim to take out Klal Yisrael. He refused. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to convince him. And he lost Kohuna because of that. And because he lost Kuna, now came the day when Aaron and his sons are getting that Kuna, and him and his sons are not going to get it. And the Rechaim HaKadosh writes, lost, and it's dire. He felt pain that he had lost it, that Tiferes Kuna Soilam, even though he had Tzidkus, Anova. Nobody was a greater tzaddik than Moshe. Nobody was more humble than Moshe. So you would think Moshe could handle it. Haloi, listen to these words. Remember these words for life. Kol, lev, chai, margish. Anybody alive with a heart feels. Moshe felt a tinge of jealousy. So hard to believe, to be able to say such a thing. Only the Rechaim HaKodesh could say it. But there was some jealousy that Moshe felt. A slight pain, which is a lesson for us, though. You know, you can think, oh, this person is too big, it won't bother him. Everybody feels. It doesn't matter how great you are, a person feels pain. And we have to keep this in mind. We have over here the death of Nadav Vavil. And I saw in Sfarim an interesting pshat, why Nadav Vavil died. Now obviously they had a chet themselves why they died. But Aaron also suffered through their death. What did Aaron do wrong? Because of the names that he gave them. The names he gave them was, Nadav was named after his father-in-law, Aminadav. Avihu was named Avi, after his father. Since he named his first son after his father-in-law, and his second son after his father, Kibbudov comes before Kibbud of your father-in-law. It was wrong what he did, and because of that, they died. Now, obviously, that's somebody on Aaron HaKohen's Madrega. But also, it's interesting because in today's world, the minig is that the woman chooses the first name. So if this would happen to somebody who to name after first, chances are it would be his father-in-law first. But this is looked at as a taina on Aaron. It's interesting, a story that somebody once came to the marshal, and they were arguing, the husband and the wife, over who to name the child after, his father or her father. So he said, call both names. So now they were arguing whose name comes first, his father or her father. So what were the names? One was Meir, and one was Yoir. So he said, that's not a problem at all. We'll call them after both names, and there won't be a fight. Meir is light, Yoir is light. So all you have to do is name the boy Shnei Oir, two lights. That's where the Nishneir comes from. And I had that opportunity. I have one grandfather, Meir, one grandfather, Yoir. So I could have done that, but my son's name is Meir. It's fascinating. Adas Kenim over here says he aside. Moshe calls Mishol Veltzofen to deal with Nadav Avihu. So the Das Kenim says he brings a Teres Kenim Mikan Shein Akoinim Matamin Amesim. Why didn't Elozar Ve'Somer go and take care of their brothers? You see from here, a coin can't be metamet amesim. Two obvious questions. One is, this is where you learn from, a coin can't be metamet amesim. It's a pasuk in the Torah. In Parshas Emor, the coin cannot be metamet amesim. And secondly, for a brother, a coin can be metamet. So what does it mean? From here we see a coin can't be metamet. Tanloch is he could be metamet. So what's the pshat? So he says, pshat is, that yes, Eloz v'Yisoyma were coinim had yoitim. But this was the day when they were being anointed, the day of their inauguration. And he tells us a chiddush on the day of the inauguration of a Kohen Hedyot, the day he becomes that Kohen, and he gets inaugurated doing the Avodah, he has the din of a Kohen Gadol the first time. The halachas of a Kohen Gadol. And it's very meduic, the pasuk ends, Ki shemen mishchas kodesh aleihem. It mentions about the anointing took place on them, because that was the day of their anointing. But we have to understand, and that is why, mikan from here, a Kohen cannot be metame lemeisim. What does it mean? Not normally it could be for brothers, but even for brothers you cannot be metame if it's the day of your inauguration, because you have the din of a Kohen Gadol. We see from this that, why is it that on the first day you have the din of a Kohen Gadol? Because you're starting off. Beginnings, we've spoken about this many times before, beginnings have to be done correctly. You have to start off in the correct way. The first day it's special. You act like you're Kohen Gadol on the first day. Afterwards you can be more mekel, have the din of a Kohen Hedyot. They wanted things to start off with a bang. You know, like you see this, is very important when you go to a new place, they begin new. Well, start off well. Start a new school, a new yeshiva, a new shir. Everything should start off properly. You know, when you see a boy in ninth grade in the first day and he's messing up, you know, you're heading for disaster. You see a guy chutzpahdik on his first day, you got to worry already. By your voice. When you're giving musa to people as well, I think that flows from the last what we have to talk about, you're rebuking somebody. There's a way to do that as well. We have to be very careful in giving musa. And we have a beautiful limud in this week's parasha. Perek Yud, Pasuk, Yud Zayin, is Moshe is rebuking Eloz v'Yisomer. They made a mistake, as far as he's concerned, with the carbon. So he tells them, Madua loya chaltem es achatos. Why didn't you eat the chatos in Kohen HaKodesh? Ki Kodesh Kodoshim hu. You were supposed to eat this carbon over here. So I once saw that how do you give your rebuke? Look how Moshe did it. You take the Rosh HaTeves of these words. Listen carefully, Zev, it's good to hear this. Rosh HaTeves, Madua is a mem. Lo yalamed, achaltem, an aleph. Mole. Es, aleph, hachatos hei, bimkoim beis, hakodesh hei, avo. Moshe gets angry over here. But when he gets angry, how does Moshe get angry? Mole avo, full of love. That is the way a person has to give musa. In this week's parasha, we have the tomei and tor animals. Somebody once came to the Vilna Gaon, and he started talking to him about Hasidim. He said, he doesn't want to hear. He said, what do you don't want to hear? You made a cheirim against Hasidim. So how come you don't want to hear? All of a sudden you love them? So he said, in Parashas Noach, Gemara Pesachim tells us that the Torah uses many extra letters. It doesn't say Behema Tmeya, it says a Behema Asher Nena Torah. It goes out of its way over and over again not to use the word Tommy. Why? You don't degrade, belittle. You don't call the animal Tommy. So, if so, how come in Parsha Shmini, we have here the whole time, it says Behema Tmeya, uses the Lashon Tommy, said the Vilna Gaon, because there it's telling you stories. In a story, it's not Negev, Tommy, Torah, who cares what it is? It's not Negev. It's not Negev. You can say Behema Shnena Torah. In Shmini, you have to know which animal is Tommy to eat, Torah to eat, teaching halachas. There's Negev, then you can say Tommy and Torah. When he talked about Hasidus the Gra, it was Negev, it was practical things you had to deal with. But it's dumb to talk about it. You can't talk about somebody being Tommy and Torah unless it's Negev, Lemaisa. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us, Kufnun Hei, there's no animal poorer than a dog. I'll try and pronounce it to you because my class had problems this morning. If I meant a fish, you say I want dog or something, however you say it. Dog? Dog, okay. And, okay, there's no animal poorer than a dog, and there's no animal richer than a pig. What does that mean? There's no animal, so simple pshat will be, a dog is always hungry, and a pig eats garbage, has always got what to eat. The Vilna Gaon said amazing pshat. But we'll bring it out to you a story. There was a young couple who got married, and they decided that they want to build a house in Klal Yisrael, al pi derech haTorah. And they're going to look to learn from different people how they should run their household. And they were very excited. One Shabbos, they were invited to a very choshva family. And they'll watch everything this family does. And they'll take mental notes. And they can take lessons how they should raise their family. So they came to the house there, and it was so beautiful how he came, the husband went to shul with the father. When they came home, how all the children greeted the father. Nobody was arguing, nobody fighting. They took their seats. People are helping, singing Zmiras, saying Divrei Torah. They didn't get upset when the younger sibling was saying a Divrei Torah. And everything went smoothly, beautiful. And they thought, wow, this is the way we should have our house. Then it came to the main course. The mother comes in and she says, we have guests today, so we made our speciality for the guests. She walks in with the tray and all the kids say, give me first guy, what I want. She goes, no, first the guests. She walks over to them and says, about to serve them, and she has there a tray full of lobster. They recoil in horror, and I don't just mean from the look of it. Lobster? No, thank you, I'm full already. It's okay. Imagine the shock they get. This Choshva family, they're serving lobster. Hold it 1 second. Let's rewind. The mother comes in, not with a tray of lobster. She comes in with a juicy piece of Lashon Hara. Nobody recoils in horror. Okay. They say the Lashon Hara at the table. That's normal. That's acceptable. Nobody gets all worked up. Lobster. Oh, Chas V'Shalom. Lashon Hara. Okay. It's normal. Lashon Hara is a lot worse than the lobster. Why don't we recoil in horror? The Vilna Gaon said there are certain mitzvahs that were born with a muzzle. Certain mitzvahs had muzzle, and certain mitzvahs didn't have the same muzzle. He says that Chazal tell us that why does it say the Is of Lashon Hara next to Lekelef Tashlich Noisoi, he threw a trefer to the dog, that somebody who speaks Lashon Hara, he deserves to be thrown to the dogs. So the Is of Lashon Hara is merumas by a dog, because that's what happens, you get thrown to the dogs then. Lashon Hara was a mitzvah that was born with very bad muzzle. How many people are makbid never to speak Lashon Hara? Yechidim, yechidei skula. So that mitzvah didn't have much muzzle. The issa of eating chazir, eating pig, has a very muzzle-tikka mitzvah. Almost nobody in Klal Yisrael, and many people aren't even from, won't eat pig. That mitzvah had a lot of muzzle. So that's what the Gemara means. There's no animal poorer than the dog. There's no issa more ignored than Lashon Hara. And there's no animal richer than the pig. That's that issa of eating chazir that everybody keeps. Pasuk says, "Vayoyimim Moshe el Aaron." This is Perigud Pasuk Gimel. Who Asher Dibra Hashem Leim? This is what Hashem spoke, saying, "Bekroivai Ekodesh." With my close ones, I'll be sanctified. Val Pnei Cholaom Ekovid. In front of all the people, I'll be honored. Vayidoyim Aaron. Aaron was silent. It's an interesting lashon. Vayidoyim Aaron. Aaron was silent. That word Vayidoyim. Vayidoyim is a lashon of a doimim, of an inanimate object. What it means is that it's sometimes a person, Nebuch, suffers a gzeira from Shemayim, a tragedy. And you get a person who's on a madrega, that he doesn't say anything. He accepts the madrega. But you look at his face, and Nebuch, you know his suffering. You look and you can see the pain written all over his face. Vayidoyim Aaron was the lashon of an inanimate object. Not only was he silent, but you couldn't see anything, any change at all in his face. He totally accepted the din from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's interesting also, I heard a pshat once, that when tragedies befall Klal Yisrael, there's different ways of people accepting those tragedies. There's people realize it's Yad Hashem, and it's a siman, Rabbeinu Shlomo is angry, person has to do tshuva. Hu asher dibra Hashem leimor, bikroivai ekodesh. The Rabbeinu Shlomo, when he does a din, he burnt over here. There was a sreifa in Klal Yisrael. a terrible sreifa, not of Aviu, died. 60 years ago, Klai Yisrael suffered a terrible sreifa. Hu asher dibra Hashem lemay bikroivai, the ones are close to Ekadosh Baruch Hu, Ekadosh. Not only do they lose emuna, they sanctify HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name through it. They see it's Yad Hashem. They accept it. Val pnei kalom, but there's a lower level people, Ekoved. They take it, Kovid can be a lashon of honor, of glory, but it's a lashon of heaviness as well. Al pnei chala'om, other people, they Kovid, they feel the pain, the suffering, they feel the heaviness of it. A gezerah can be looked at two ways. The question is how we're going to react to it. The Ramban says over here, not like Rashi's pshat, we don't have time now to go into the Magid's whole pshat and Rashi's pshat. Rashi says it was a Matan Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said this. The Ramban learns Pasha Pshat in the Pasuk. Hu Asher Dibra Hashem. Where did Hashem say this? Hu Asher Dibra Hashem. Hashem said this? People are going to die? Rashi said, yeah, Hashem said it beforehand. The Ramban doesn't learn like that. He says, Al Pi Pshat. Hu Asher Dibra Hashem means, this is what Hashem spoke, means when he killed Nadav Aviu. In their dying, that is Hashem speaking. When Hashem makes a gezerah, he's telling you something. We say in davening every day, Rav Shimon Schwab adds, we say, Ashrei Ish, sheyishma lemitzvah yisecho. He listens to the mitzvah Hashem, b'sei roscha u'dvorcha yosem eliboy. Your Torah he listens to. What's the dvorcha? The words, what words? Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu says is in Torah. Now there's gzeiras HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes. Those gzeiras are, hu asher dibra Hashem. In this week's parashah it says Hashem spoke. It was a gzeira. You take the gzeiras of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you take that message. People talk a lot now that we saw terrible gzeiras. So people like to look at things happening in the world. There was a tsunami in Japan. Yeah, because of what the Japanese did with the Bokrim there. That's an easy way to look at it, because then, I didn't do anything wrong, it's the Japanese. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do things for you to look at the Japanese did something wrong. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu does something like that, the Gemara in Yevamah says, that anything that happens in the world, the purpose of it is for Klal Yisrael. A ship sinks at the other end of the world. You say, what connects to me? Yeah, it's a lesson for Klal Yisrael. Everything is for Klal Yisrael. And if Klal Yisrael doesn't get the message, he sends it closer to home. And Nebuch, we saw a tragedy last week in Atamar, that Nebuch, her family, was massacred. And then it came closer to home again. Then Yerushalayim itself, Nebuch, people died. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending us messages. It's important. Hu Asher Dibra Hashem. That is what Hashem is speaking. Hashem is telling us that we have to do tshuva. If Hashem will do the tshuva, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us that geula.